This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India has closed its airspace for Pakistan Airlines in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. The airspace closure will be in effect till the 23rd of May. The Civil Aviation Ministry has informed that Indian airspace is not available for aircraft registered in Pakistan, aircraft operated, owned or leased by Pakistani airlines or operators, including military aircraft, during the period. A notice to Airmen Autumn has been issued banning Pakistan Airlines from using the Indian airspace. The Director General of Military Operations, DGMO, of the Indian Army has spoken to the Pakistani DGMO and warned against any unprovoked violations of the Pakistan Army along the line of control. According to defense sources, the two DGMOs talked through the established military hotline. The Indian official flagged the matter of unprovoked ceasefire violations by Pakistan. The government has decided to include the caste enumeration as part of the next census. The Cabinet Committee on Political Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has taken a decision in this regard. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav informed about the Cabinet decision at a media briefing yesterday.
Under the leadership of our Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji, Cabinet Committee of Political Affairs has decided today that caste enumeration should be included in the forthcoming census. This demonstrates that a government is committed to the values and interests of a society and country.
Taking on the opposition, Congress, Mr. Vaishnav said, the move demonstrates that the Narendra Modi government is committed to the values and interests of the society and the country.
कांग्रेस और इंडी गठबंधन के दलों ने जाति जनगणना के विषय को केवल अपने राजनीतिक लाभ के लिए उपयोग किया हालांकि कई राज्यों ने सर्वे के माध्यम से जातियों की जनगणना की है जहां कुछ राज्यों ने यह काम सुचारू रूप से संपन्न किया है वहीं कुछ अन्य राज्यों ने राजनीतिक दृष्टि से और गैर पारदर्शी ढंग से सर्वे किया है इन सभी स्थितियों को ध्यान में रखते हुए कि हमारा सामाजिक ताना बाना राजनीति के दबाव में न आए जातियों की गणना एक सर्वे के स्थान पर मूल जनगणना में ही सम्मिलित होनी चाहिए
Meanwhile, Union Home Minister Amit Shah has described the decision to include caste enumeration in the upcoming census as a message of strong commitment towards social equality and rights of every section. BJP National President JP Nadda has said the decision is extremely important for bringing the economically, socially and educationally backward castes into the mainstream and restoring the dignity to the people who have been deprived of their rights for a long time. Reacting to the decision, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said, the announcement of caste census is a right step which the Congress party has been demanding from day one. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired a meeting of the 46th edition of Pragati, an ICT-based multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation involving the centre and the state governments. During the meeting, 8 significant projects were reviewed, including 3 road projects, 2 projects each of railways and port, shipping and waterways. The combined cost of these projects spread across different states and UTs is around 90,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi directed that all ministries and departments should ensure that the identification of the beneficiaries is done strictly through biometrics-based Aadhaar authentication or verification. To enhance connectivity between the tourism hubs of Agra and Gwalior, National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, will develop 88-kilometer-long 6-lane access-controlled Agra to Gwalior Greenfield Expressway. In this regard, NHAI yesterday signed a concession agreement for the implementation of the project in the presence of NHAI Chairman Santosh Kumar Yadav. The Agra-Gwalior Greenfield Expressway will start from Deori village in Agra and terminate at Susera village in Gwalior. The project will be developed at a total capital cost of 4,613 crore rupees. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Chennai Super Kings by 4 wickets at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai a short while ago. After being invited to bat first, Chennai Super Kings were bowled out for 190 runs in 19.2 overs. For Chennai, Sam Curran made highest 88 runs off 47 balls and Dewal Brevis also contributed 32 runs off 26 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.